Poppy pulled into the driveway of the tall, grey Harris Park townhouse she rented with her husband. It was a gorgeous summer's evening, and as much as she was loving the warmer months, she wasn't enjoying the way the back of her blouse was sticking to the car seat. It was too hot to cook, so she'd picked up Chinese takeaway on her way home from work. Wontons instead of spring rolls, because they were Garrett's favourite. Steamed rice instead of fried, because she was making an effort to choose healthier options. Beef and black bean sauce plus battered honey chicken, because she wasn't making that much of an effort. Harris Park was only 20 kilometres west of Sydney centre, but the drive home from her office in North Sydney usually took more than an hour, thanks to traffic. She was ravenous. She climbed out of the car and immediately realised that the beef and black bean sauce had spilled out of the container and soaked through the paper bag. Poppy carried it carefully out in front, trying not to get the sauce on her white shirt. On the way to the door, she noticed that the leaves on the row of hedging lily pillies they'd planted down the side of the driveway had shrivelled to a crispy brown in the summer heat. She wondered if they would be salvageable. She struggled to get the keys in the door while holding the leaking bag of Chinese, and was momentarily irritated with Garrett for not hearing the jangling sound and coming to give her a hand. When the lock finally yielded, she stepped inside and felt an odd sensation. Something was different. She ignored it, though, keen to get the Chinese food through to the kitchen before it dripped. "Hope you didn't start cooking," she sang out as she stepped out of her heels and padded through to the kitchen in stockinged feet. Poppy stopped short at the doorway. Garrett was sitting at the table, staring up at her, hands clasped in front of him. Beside him was her best friend, Carlene, hands identically clasped. The two of them looked like they were on a panel ready to interview her. Poppy grinned at them. Her birthday was approaching next month. They must have been planning something special for her. Later, she hated that she could have been so naive.
"Carlene, I didn't see your car out front. There's enough if you want dinner," she started to gabble, holding the soggy paper bag out in front, "provided I haven't lost too much from the spilt container."
"Poppy, sit down, would you?" Carlene motioned toward the bench seat opposite. Poppy wasn't overly taken aback. That's what Carlene had always been like, abrupt and commanding. But Garrett's silence started to worry her, plus the fact that he wouldn't meet her eyes. Poppy dumped the food on the table and sat.
"What's up, guys? Is something wrong?"
"You have to understand, Poppy," Carlene said, her voice even more emphatic than usual, as she reached across to put one hand over the top of Poppy's, her curly hair bouncing around her face. "We're not doing this to hurt you."
"Sorry, what is it that I'm supposed to understand?"
Carlene continued as though Poppy hadn't spoken. "And that's why we want to be as upfront and honest as possible with you."
"Sorry," Poppy repeated. "What exactly are you telling me?"
She looked to Garrett for clarification because so far he'd remained quiet, had let Carlene do all the talking. But he continued to stay silent.
"It's not the kind of thing we can control, Poppy," Carlene went on. "We didn't mean for this to happen. We just fell, you know?"
A cool, burning sensation was making its way up Poppy's arms. It crept up her neck. It flushed her face.
"You fell?"
Poppy tried again to catch Garrett's eye, but he wouldn't look at her, refused to meet her gaze.
"Yes," said Carlene. "We fell in love."
"What? Don't be ridiculous. This is a joke, right?"
"No, Poppy, this is very, very serious. We've been sleeping together. We can't lie to you anymore."
Poppy snatched her hand out from under Carlene's. She glared at her friend, willing her to tell her that it wasn't true, that it was all a joke, a nasty, practical joke, but a joke nonetheless. But instead, Carlene simply held her gaze unflinchingly, and Poppy was the one who had to break eye contact. She looked down at her trembling hands and saw black bean sauce under her fingernails. She stood and walked over to the sink, turned on the tap and started scrubbing at her fingers, digging under her nails with the dishcloth. A large black blowfly landed on the draining board next to her, twitched its wings, and inched towards some crumbs left behind from breakfast. She automatically crouched down to fetch the fly swatter from the cupboard under the sink, and then stopped. An image of her chasing a fly around the kitchen while Garrett and Carlene waited for her to react to their news crossed her mind, and she couldn't tell if she was on the verge of tears or laughter.